Hello everyone, I'm George from Ireland. Thank you for coming to the channel the first time in perhaps a few cases. In this video, I shall adumbrate why the United Kingdom ought not make reparatory payments to the Caribbean countries that were British colonies for slavery, to other parts of the former British Empire where people were held in servitude during the British era. So there are several reasons why this should not be done. But let me first of all say, I recognize that slavery was a horrific crime against humanity. It's a monstrously cruel thing to abduct someone or to purchase another human being, almost as though that person's not human. It's violative of a person's fundamental rights to security of person and to liberty. So no one should be chained up, should be branded and so on, should be taken from place to place without his or her consent. People are not animals. Nobody should be forced to toil without pay and so forth. Families should not be forcibly split up. So many monstrous acts of cruelty were visited upon people. And Britain was involved in the transatlantic slave trade. That's to say, it was usually buying people from West Africa, from other African countries who captured people in wartime, and murdering some people who were thought not going to be fit enough to survive the voyage across the ocean. People being chained up, having no idea where they're going, chained under the hold of the ship for hours, days at a time, having to be there in their own waste, and just in terror. And at the other end, then auctioned off as though they were wild beasts and forced to labor from dawn till dusk, under the boiling sun, under the lash. Some women were raped. There's no question that this is an incredibly satanically cruel thing to do. You think of the wailing mother as the children are torn away from her arms. So I'm not demeaning the suffering. I'm not denying that it was a very evil thing to do, and it happened on a vast scale. And the British government authorized that. Some people made huge amounts of money out of that, and they went into politics. So, and the royal family is directly involved. King James II was president of the Royal African Company, and the stock in trade of that company was our own species. So I'm not denying the terrible, terrible injustice that was committed for centuries, and often on a racist basis, saying that it was permissible to do this to black people, but not to whites. And obviously, she's not permissible to do it to people of any color. But in those days, white supremacist beliefs were widely adhered to in the white world. But this is why the payment should not be made now. Obviously, so there was that Abolition of Slavery Act in 1834, didn't fully take effect in 1839. There were exemptions for certain parts of the British Empire, such as India, where slavery is endemic, where it was Indians enslaving Indians. It was almost never white Britons enslaving Indians there. And no, colonialism is not slavery. As we'll see, British colonialism is the abolition of slavery. So this passage of time. Now, there'll be many reparatory payments after wars, and that's often immediately afterwards. So it's within the living, is within the lifetime of the victims. They are individually compensated within the lifetime of the perpetrators. And the country that has to pay the reparations, well, most of those individuals participated directly or indirectly in the crimes and so forth. And perhaps some of the reparations were excessive or unjust, maybe with some of them too small. But if there were bad precedents, the bad precedents shouldn't be followed. In this case, nobody alive today was alive during that era of slavery. So no individual suffered and no individual today committed the crime. Now, you can argue that some people, they inherited wealth several generations down. They still got that. It's amassed. The money was used to purchase a house, to buy shares, to establish a business, even to pay for education. And so there are some individuals who directly benefited, like that former Tory MP Drax. So perhaps they could pay back. Should they be forced to pay back? I'm minded to say not. But if that was the case, I'd find that less objectionable than the nation as the whole paying back. There are companies and organizations, the Church of England, which had a society of the propagation of the faith, and they even owned human beings. I don't want to call people slaves. It seems like it's a degradation to call them that. And people had the word society branded into their skin, which must be extraordinarily painful. society being short for Society for the Propagation of the Faith, and Church of England organization. So it would be unfair to people today in the United Kingdom to pay that compensation, some of whom are descendants of the slaves themselves. And obviously there are people in West Africa whose ancestors sold other Africans into servitude. Obviously, there was the intra-African slave trade. Some of the mighty African empires in the Middle Ages were based on buying and selling human beings. And I say, well, what about, you know, the Turkish Republic is the successor state of the Ottoman Empire, which was slave trading in the early 20th century, Saudi Arabia into 1962, and actually is still doing it. We can't save those people who are in slavery who died a long time ago. What we could do is to rescue people who are in slavery right now as a diversion from that real injustice which is going on right now. So it would be another injustice. Okay, nothing like as bad as slavery is an injustice. So compensations for those who suffered, not their great-great-great-great-grandchildren. And, you know, whether there's intergenerational trauma or something like that, the legacy goes on, that is a moot point. Okay, so let's look at the practicalities of this. Who pays? What if your ancestors were not in the UK at the time? Do you pay or not? If they, or you had to pay something, but less, and how much less? And who would receive the payments? The governments, what are they going to spend it on? They might just waste it. It might be lining the pockets of politicians and so forth. And what the amount is, how on earth would we calculate it? And again, there is no precedent because no other countries ever had to pay compensation for slavery's abolition very long time ago. Some ancient Britons were taken by the ancient Romans as slaves. Should Italy, as the principal successor state of the Roman Empire, pay for that slavery? Of course not. Why not? Well, because, you know, that ended in, say, the 5th century AD. But if it ended in the 19th century, that's close enough. The 5th century AD is too far away. How long ago is too remote? Okay, so what do you might say? Well, what about all the other countries in the transatlantic slave trade? Well, and we'd be consistent and say, well, they should all have to pay. But there have been many slave trades. Recorded history goes back 5,000 years. Slavery existed at the beginning. It's existed in most countries in most eras. But it's only the United Kingdom and perhaps a few of those Euro-Atlantic countries which are singled out for this. And how do we find who are the heirs of those who are suffered enslavement? And what if you're descended from slaves on one side, but not the other, do you get a lesser amount of compensation? And nobody's come up with any remotely convincing answer to these questions. So it would be unfair to impose this liability on our people. It'd be a racist thing because if you're British or whatever, you're white, you have to pay. And if you're not white, you don't, or you're not British, you don't. It's preposterous. And that is penalizing people for their skin color and their nationality, their birthplace. That is inherently unfair. This it goes against the principles of natural justice. One of the reasons you see how much the United Kingdom have to pay back, this is likely to make Reform UK come to office, the very party the lefties don't want to win. It's largely a left-wing cause. So it's going to be trillions of pounds. I mean, that is preposterous. It simply cannot be paid. So what public services should be cut? How much national debt should people go into? And how much should taxes be raised? This really is preposterous. What I suggest is opening a bank account. Anybody who agrees to this cause can donate. Fine, particularly left-wing politicians. And so we get one. So the United Kingdom did more to end slavery than any other empire. It's true that in ancient India, slavery was ended by Ashoka, soon brought back. And I think it was one of the Persian emperors, but then it was soon brought back. But the United Kingdom stopped in its own territory, not just that, but internationally, anti-slavery patrols. And led by example, led to France, the United States and other places doing so, having a moral basis to do it. And I know it doesn't suit people to recognize this, but British imperialism did so much to abolish slavery in the rest of Africa. Dr. Livingstone, I presume, fight against Tipu Tiv, the main slaver in East Africa and Central Africa. All right. So slavery was lawful at the time. Okay. And then there was that Lord Mansfield ruling that there could be no slavery in England, but that could exist in the colonies. I know it was a very unjust law, but nevertheless, it was lawful at the time. And African societies didn't seem to have any legal principle that slavery was illegal. Obviously, nobody wanted to be enslaved, but they thought it was acceptable to enslave others. Some of those who were kidnapped and enslaved had enslaved others themselves. So they had no moral standing on this. And I know we've got to start with the consensus principle, nobody should be enslaved. That's it. You know, being sent to prison and working in prison, that's kind of different. It was in humane conditions when you're found guilty to fair trial of a serious crime rather than just being on the losing side of a war. Okay. So we can't change the laws retrospectively. We can't change those morals retrospectively. Okay, so no law was broken at the time. And what we're doing is we're imposing our subjective, I mean, morally correct view. We're penalizing 18th century people for not being 21st century people, which is an absurdity. So you see the precedent. It would open the sluice gates to try and relitigate every dispute or every act of wrongdoing for millennia. And some of these conflicts go back to full written records. We can't prove exactly who was a slave and who was an enslaver and so forth. Everybody has wronged others. And the United Kingdom did it, partly simply had the technology to do it. It's not that Africans didn't do it to Europe. They did. There were Africans who raided Spain, Portugal, Italy, France, Ireland, Great Britain. There's that saying in Spain, the equivalent of the coast is clear, no hay moriscos in la costa. There are no Moors on the coast who would kidnap people. Baltimore, Ireland, our people were kidnapped, taken by the Saleh rovers to Morocco. You might say, well, these people aren't really black, and Moroccans usually aren't really black. Well, they're still African, okay? So not to say that slavery is permissible, it isn't. It's always evil, no matter who does it and no matter who the victim is. Goodness, it's just that Europe had greater firepower, better navigational skills to commit this crime on a bigger scale. Doesn't make it more morally acceptable at all, just saying they were more effective, they were better at being bad. Okay, so what we want to do is try and stop slavery now, not be squabbling over what happened centuries ago, put money into anti-slavery these days, education, and improving relations between different countries, anti-racialism rather than this racist reparatory project. Okay, tell the truth, memorialize the victims of slavery, honor the heroes of anti-slavery, those who led slave rebellions and so forth, and fight for real equality. Thanks for watching my video, and do what you can to promote racial harmony.